take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to two one-on-one debates.
The first on June 27th, hosted by CNN, before either candidate is declared the official nominee at their party's convention. And the second on September 10th, hosted by ABC News, just weeks before voters head to the polls. There will be no live audience, just the moderators and the candidates themselves in a television studio, face-to-face.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. The defense resumes its cross-examination today of Michael Cohen in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. The U.S. military has completed a massive floating pier, put it into place off the coast of Gaza, and it will allow for the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian aid. The temporary floating pier is expected to be up and running in the next couple of days. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico expected to survive, says his deputy, after an assassination attempt. Fico was shot five times Thursday. This is ABC News. Testimony continues today in the corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez after his lawyers blamed the senator's wife in opening statements. The anniversary of an iconic Supreme Court decision being marked today at the White House.
President Biden today will meet at the White House with the plaintiffs of the Brown versus Board of Education case on the 70th anniversary of that landmark Supreme Court decision that ended racial segregation in America's public schools. It's the first in a series of events the White House says will honor the legacy of those who paved the way for progress and hard-fought rights for Black Americans. The president delivers remarks Friday at an NAACP event marking the anniversary of the Brown decision. He'll later meet with the leaders of the Divine Nine Historic Black sororities and fraternities, and on Sunday he delivers the commencement address at Morehouse College, an HBCU in Atlanta. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
And the end of an era in Las Vegas. The Mirage Hotel on the Strip will close for good in mid-July to make room for a new Hard Rock Las Vegas set to open in 2027. Dave Packer, ABC News.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A week after a ransomware cyber attack struck the Ascension Hospital system, patients and providers remain frustrated with nurses having to work off paper records. While Ascension's facilities remain open, patients can expect delays in scheduling and receiving care. A rule which doesn't allow transfer students to compete at the varsity level their first year is likely to disqualify Campbellsport High School sprinter Joshua Anwanili from the upcoming WIAA state championships. Anwanili started high school at Campbellsport but spent 2 years in Ghana. That's where his parents did missionary work. And a Dane County deputy is being credited for saving a jail inmate. When the deputy checked on an inmate in their cell, he didn't respond. The deputy called for medical staff and started the Heimlich maneuver once they realized the man was choking. Turns out the inmate had choked on an apple. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 72 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 81 by Saturday. Mostly sunny 83 with a chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm Saturday afternoon or night. Barbecue season is here, and if you want to rock your summer barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches. It's wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She said, I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. And maybe we should start seeing other people. And baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride, and I put on my walking shoes. And I got up on that high road, and I did what any gentleman would do. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off a deep end. Flew out to LA for the weekend. Spent the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy kissy, smoochy smoochy, talking mushy mushy about nothing. Just like a kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend. I love it when she calls me Buttercup. She laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I'm riding shotgun like a Shih Tzu hound. My tail's a wagon, my tongue's hanging out. It makes me wanna shout. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. Flew out to LA for the weekend. Spent the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy kissy, smoochy smoochy, talking mushy mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm onto something. Just like a kid again.
hasn't even told me she loves me yet.
I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. We fly to LA for the weekend. Spend the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm on to something. You know I feel just like a kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend. She makes me feel just like a kid again. I got a brand new
whisper only truth tonight, not just promises and empty fantasies. I don't need a bed of roses, 'cause roses wither away. All I really need is all
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Shift at the plant and I work on the outside. And I'd a lot rather be back home making love to my new bride. Well, there's only two things that I want when I'm back in my double wide, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Now I know you're working every day just as hard as I do. If I didn't think that, I might have loved you, but I wouldn't have said I do. And there's only two things in the world I need to get close to, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Well, I got both ends of meeting in the middle, but I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. But I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. Well, I ain't gonna work as hard every day of my lifetime. One of these days, everything that I want's gonna be mine. But if it ain't, that'll be alright, as long as there's sunshine and a big old brew and a little old you. I'll take a little of you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Mel McDaniel and Big Old Brew here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region, plenty of showers and storms as well around the region this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, Chad Smith in our newsmaker segment. He'll be chatting about the farm program. We'll learn about what the farm program is coming up this hour. Not too far away after the Memorial Day holiday, which is just around the corner, by the way, we get ready for June Dairy Month. Looking forward to that. And we're going to be kicking things off at the Pepping County Dairy Breakfast. This will be on June 8th, starting at 6:30 at the Kohler Farms on Highway 85, just north of Durand. And really looking forward to that, too. Looking forward to being at Randy and Karma Kohler's farm, Marissa and John as well. I wonder if John will let me ride with him around in the tractor. Oh, he'll probably be too busy. But that'll be getting underway on Saturday, June 8th, starting at 6:30. Looking forward to that and all of the June Dairy Month breakfasts and brunches this year as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with the New York State FFA State Officer Team. I'm going to have you each introduce yourselves and tell a little bit about what you do and how it relates to animal agriculture or plant agriculture.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jacob Lusak. I'm the New York State FFA Secretary, and I work in beef production. So I work with certified Black Angus beef cattle, and I do everything from animal husbandry to genetics.
Is it rewarding to you, Jacob?
Oh, for sure. Being able to see everything through the entire process, from raising the animal all the way to slaughter and even consumption.
Hello, my name is Courtney Tavey, and I'm currently serving as this year's New York State FFA Vice President. I work in small animal production.
protection and care, which means that I work at a golden retriever breeders. Here, I have really learned the ins and outs of what it means to sort of start working in the veterinary science field, which I think is so important to agriculture. We need so many more large animal and small animal vets. So my connection to this really has allowed me to sort of dive in and find my passion for helping animals and expanding our agricultural industry in that way.
I would presume you also get exposed to a lot of consumers.
Absolutely. It's all about customer service, working with those consumers in order to provide them the services that they need.
Hello, my name is Ellie Terrence. I'm serving as this year's New York FFA state reporter. I'm really big into maple production. My home chapter, Delaware Academy, taps about 2,400 taps and boils about 160 to 180 gallons of syrup. We make syrup, cotton candy, candy, cream, whatever you can think of.
That sounds like a lot of work, but it's got to be rewarding for you.
Yes, it's months and a whole year of maintenance and work and installing new technology, but at the end, after hours of boiling, the final product really is worth it.
Hi, everybody. My name is Eric Heath. I am this year's state treasurer for the New York FFA. My personal connection to animal production is I live on a beef farm, so my family raises about 8 to 10 cattle a year, and we use them year-round for our own personal familial consumption. I also work on about 300-acre hay production farm, so we do small square and round bales. We keep some of the round bales for our own personal use for our animals, and we also sell a large amount of our hay down to Long Island for the equine farms that happen down there.
How do you respond to folks who are really concerned about greenhouse gases and animal agriculture?
I think that it all comes down to understanding the science behind it and really understanding what really is producing those greenhouse gases that we should be concerned about, rather than going after the animals that we use to provide ourselves with food for the world and families and communities.
Hi, I'm Keely Schilde. I'm serving as the New York FFA State Sentinel. At home, my family has about an acre of greenhouses where we grow bedding plants, from vegetables to flowers. My family also produces apple cider vinegar.
When I hear plants, I hear something that is a carbon sink sucking up CO2.
Absolutely. We all learn in our biology classes that plants go through a cycle of photosynthesis, so they use carbon dioxide to release oxygen, which we breathe in.
Hello, my name is Ella Underberg. I've had the honor to serve as the New York State FFA president this year. I reside in Western New York, where I show livestock ranging from beef cattle to hogs to sheep and to meat goats. I've grown up within the livestock industry and seen the ins and outs from that sector of agriculture. Just a little tidbit about the farmers that I see in Western New York. I think farmers are some of the most careful stewards of our earth and our natural resources. Without taking care of our natural resources and our waterways and taking care of our air, farmers wouldn't be able to do what they do every day. And I just want to give a shout out to all the farmers that are working out there, carefully taking care of our earth every single day.
Ella, you work closely at the Erie County Fair, one of the oldest fairs in the country. That really has to connect you with the public, so it gives you a little bit of perspective, and also you can be a little bit of an ambassador.
Yeah, 100%. The Erie County Fair is the honor of being the largest county fair in the country. Working closely there and interning there, I've been able to see a lot of the public sector aspect of agriculture, and it's really easy to come from either sides of the agriculture aspect and point fingers at one another, but I think that true understanding comes when we both share stories and create a connection where we can both all connect. And county fairs are created, and state fairs create tradition and community around agriculture and experiences and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, and I think that if we can all come together to share our stories, there can be a greater understanding of what the agriculture industry strives to do.
What a great group of young people. How very articulate. It's my pleasure to be with you. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Tomorrow, we'll check in with Dr. Mike Hutchins with another Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Get the most important woman in your life a 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet for $1,650, set in 14-carat gold. Founded by a family of diamond experts for three generations, CleanOrigin.com offers hard-to-beat pricing for lab-grown diamonds. Get 10% off when you use code RADIO10 at CleanOrigin.com or one of our six store locations.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I called my doctor on the telephone. Help me, doctor, something's wrong. I can't shake it, it's gone too far. He said, tell me what your symptoms are. He said, my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. He said, it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love's got a hold on you. I was settling down, no more of this running round. Looked at me like I was a fool and said, come on, tell us what's wrong with you. Said my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. Said it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love.
The night started drinking and got real tight. We was playing with all our friends. Felt so good we had to play it again. Hey bartender, hey man, look at him. Hey bartender, draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer. She was sitting down on the end. I said, baby, can we be friends? You look as sweet as can be. Come on down and drink with me. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, man. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer. It was half past four. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Johnny Lee, hey bartender, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 55 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. June milk this morning up 12 to 2097. July steady at 2018. August and September also steady. August at 1979. September 1982. Cheese markets yesterday. Barrels steady at 206. 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 192 and three quarters. Two trade a barrel, three trade a block on the day. Cash butter up six to 305 and a half. Two trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 116. No trades. Dry way up 1 to 39 and a half, no trades on the day. Cattle futures are expected to be higher today. Hogs are expected to be mixed today. Now, the live cattle contracts still hold a discount to cash, and cash trading this week will determine whether at least the nearby months break above the sideways trading ranges. Higher box beef prices are increasing packer bids, but they may continue to hold back as reduced processing continues to improve margins. Demand will need to be met, but cattle weights are higher, requiring fewer cattle for the required tonnage. Meanwhile, hog markets, they continue to grapple with some of the lower pork cutout values. That is helping to have another mixed open today. June live cattle up 7 cents to 178.25. August up 40 cents to 176.52. October up 35 cents to 179.70 yesterday. May feeder cattle will open the day at 243.15. August 255.87. September at 256.95. June hogs open at 97.50. July at 100.87. And August at 100.02. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and wheat are moving mostly higher. Wheat now is somewhat leading the charge here and helping out the corn markets. Some weakness in the dollar helping to support the markets. There's also all of those concerns, especially in the Black Sea region and in Russia, with a damage potentially to their wheat crops helping U.S. prices. Soybeans continue to move mostly lower. Still some concern about potential Chinese retaliation on the new tariffs that have been imposed by the United States. July corn this morning up 2 to 464.5. September up 1 and 3 quarters to 475. New crop up 1.5 to 488.5. July beans down 3 quarters to 12.12 and 3 quarters. August down a half to 12.15 and 3 quarters. September down 1.5 to 12.01 and a quarter. New crop down a half to 12.5. July soybean meal down $1.10 to $3.70.60. July soybean oil up 7 cents to $43.62. Chicago wheat, July up 11.5 this morning to $6.77 and a quarter. September up 11.25 to $6.97 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, July up 10.5 to $7.37 and a half. September up 11.25 to $7.46 and a half. Energy markets this morning are mixed. June crude oil steady now at $78.63. July up a cent to $78.17. June gas up 2 cents to $2.51, while July up a cent to $2.49. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 408, June 411, July 414, new crop 432, cash beans 1139, June 1144, July 1144, new crop 1121. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 430.5, June 432.5, July 430.5, new crop at 432.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 422, June 432, and new crop at 437. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash and June Corn, 409, New Crop, 432, Cash Beans, 1135, June, 1138, New Crop, 1136. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn, 422, New Crop, 432, Cash Beans, 1120, New Crop, 1116. Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 438, June 440, July 442, New Crop 442, Cash Beans 1176, June 1182, July 1188, New Crop 1142. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash and June Corn 409, New Crop 432, Cash and June Beans 1140, New Crop 1126. Cattle markets from Equity, Beef Fed Cattle 166 to 188, Holstein Fed Cattle 145 to 173, Market Cows 95 to 137, Bulls 130 to 160, Calves 350 to 1000, and Feeder Cattle at 205 to 360. Holstein steers, meanwhile, 162 to 250. Sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 245 and down, ewes 90 and down, rams 80 and down. Goat markets, does 125 and down, bucks 235 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 177 to 186.50. Finished beef heifers 177 to 186.75. Finished dairy steers 160 to 175. Market cows 108 to 124. Market bulls 144 to 163. Meanwhile, hog markets, market hogs 69 to 95. Light sows 35 to 38.50. Heavy sows 39.50 to 43. Boars 22 to 2250. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Get the most important woman in your life a 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet for $1,650. Set in 14-carat gold. Founded by a family of diamond experts for three generations. CleanOrigin.com offers hard-to-beat pricing for lab-grown diamonds. Get 10% off when you use code RADIO10 at CleanOrigin.com or one of our six store locations.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Huh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Uh-huh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Uh-huh.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm shameless. Swore I'd never compromise on what you. Convince me otherwise, I'll do anything you please. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world and it's worth so perfectly. But
But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shaving. I don't have a bottle now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shaving.
Talk to, I can't get it off my mind. He is just a kid, and he's in a pretty rough spot. Two dimes to make a phone call, that's about all I've got. How's my boy today? I know it's been 3 weeks, but you know how far I've got to go these days to make ends meet. How's your mama now with her new living frame? Oh, how I hate the wounds that never seem to mend. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? I don't call him daddy, he can never be like you. God bless the little hearts, they're the ones who really pay. When mom and dad can't get along and they go their separate ways, in a way I'm glad there's someone there to fill the empty space. Tears of understanding streak down a dirty face. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do. 'Cause I don't call him daddy, he can never be like you, be like you. As he can, and I don't get to see him half as much as I had planned. There's so much I need to tell him, so precious little time. A little rain on the window and a little wave goodbye.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The National Dairy Farmers Assuring Responsible Management, or FARM program, is the U.S. dairy's on-farm national responsibility program. Chad Smith has more.
One of the important parts of the program is on-farm biosecurity. Emily Iser-Stepp, executive director of the National Dairy Farm Program, says biosecurity is more important than ever after the recent outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle herds.
The farm biosecurity pillar is one that focuses on providing our dairy farmers with the tools to keep their herds and their dairy businesses safe from an unseen threat of disease. As we are working through the high path AI in cattle incident, unfortunately, we've had to really elevate the awareness around this pillar of the farm program to communicate that we do have resources and tools available for operations that have always had excellent biosecurity practices in place. When a threat of a disease is literally knocking on their doorstep, the things that we can do to assist them to minimize the potential continuation situation, a threat of transfer of that disease is really heightened.
She talks about the most important precautions farmers can take.
At a very base level, it's continuing with the implementation of those robust biosecurity protocols that we've reinforced for decades at the farm level. Being able to limit traffic in and out of farms, to limiting that to essential individuals by employees and personnel. Certainly, if there is a need to move cattle, being diligent in any pre-testing that can be done, having your veterinarian be engaged at the farm level to identifying if cows are starting to show symptoms. We never want to transport sick animals. It's also reinforcing the importance of doing things that we already know to do and keeping our clothes clean, making sure that we're washing our boots, using disinfectants, and washing our hands.
Iser Stepp talks about what farmers should do if they notice their animals developing HPAI symptoms.
The first thing that they should do is contact their veterinarian that will then in turn work with the state animal health officials and in turn are their federal partners to communicate and get the appropriate testing mechanisms in place. As part of the farm program, we've emphasized having an active and live veterinarian client patient relationship between the farm and their veterinarian. And that's been a foundational piece, that veterinarian is that source of contact that can coordinate with those up the chain, see something, say something to your veterinarian, get the appropriate testing mechanisms in place.
The HPAI outbreak is a quickly changing situation, and she talks about where producers can get more information.
National Milk Producers Federation's website has a banner on their homepage of nmpf.org to take you directly to HPAI resource page that outlines what we currently know from USDA APHIS about the states with confirmed cases of HPAI, those states that currently have restrictions on dairy cattle movement, outline what are the key signs that they should be looking for in their dairy cattle, resources from farm biosecurity around movements, self-assessment checklists, different templates, posters, different preparation guides that they can reference and utilize as they may be interested or need to as this evolves.
Again, that website for more information is nmpf.org. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The storm system responsible for the rain will continue to move off to the east today in our ag weather forecast. Now, it does look like we're going to have a pretty quiet weekend as well. So we'll have plenty of sunshine. We will have some chances of showers and thunderstorms, though, at times. A larger rain event is expected for the beginning of next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of a shower or storm, high 65 to 70, relative humidities at 54 to 59%, south winds at 6 to 11, shifting to the west. We'll see isolated 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation and also 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming clear, lows 47 to 52, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, west winds at 5 to 7. For Friday, sunshine, high 78 to 83. Relative humidities at 32 to 37%, south winds at 6 to 11, 13 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 65 to 70.
May is American Cheese Month, and O'Galley Cheese is having a cheese special on their hard Italians. For the month of May, O'Galley Cheese's hard Italians will be $1 off per pound. This includes Parmesan, Private Reserve Parmesan, Asiago, Private Reserve Asiago, Romano, Private Reserve Romano, O'Galley Italian, Creamy Italian, and Fontina. Special is good in store and online at OGalleyCheese.com. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Severe weather brings a host of challenges for the agritourism business. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Your operation will weather the storm a lot easier if you have a plan in place as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
This is the time of year when the risk of severe weather is high. Combine bad weather with oodles of patrons at your agritourism event and you could have a real emergency to deal with. The time to prepare is when the sun is shining. Everyone involved in your operation should help with planning and be on the same page knowing what to do. Danelle Biggett Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says, as an example, what would you do with your customers if a tornado watch was issued for your area?
Would you notify the patrons that they're in a tornado watch? And if you are going to notify them, how? Or maybe you're like, I'm going to wait and see if it gets more serious. I might wait and see if a warning is issued. I might, at a watch level, ask people to leave. I might say shelter in place. Do you have the capability to shelter? Put your business in that situation today and think through, what would I do?
Bickett Weddle says a well-prepared pick-your-own patch should have some type of notification system to warn people and let them know what to do in case of emergency.
They should have safe, sturdy buildings available for the maximum capacity of patrons and animals and marked as tornado shelters. Bathrooms are great tornado shelters. Cell phones, you know, after an event don't always work because the tower takes a tumble. So what do we have? And then what is the evacuation plan? What does the evacuation plan look like not only for you and your staff, but your customers?
Even if tornadoes aren't common in your area, know what your disasters are and how you would handle them. Learn more about severe weather emergency planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see